Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You know, I think I can safely file today's community comment under the heading Pet Peeves. I was recently reading the Times Standard, the question and answers for candidates running for the various seats on the city council. And I skipped over everything but what they said they wanted to do for the city of Eureka, to make it a better place to work and live. I thought they were all pretty much the same in context, so I will save my favorites till later. So here's the pet peeve. Lawn signs. What an eyesore. Can we please do away with them? Seriously, driving as much as I do in a day, and especially up and down our beloved H and I Street, as well as all the other surface streets, you can find some lawns with as many as 6 signs poorly arranged. Some have such big yards they can actually put up 2 signs for the same candidate at each end of their property. It's interesting, to say the least, to see who your neighbors are backing. Seems in the last decade there's been this tendency to put all those candidates of like mind and political persuasion all together. Kind of like us against them. And there was a time when national politics wasn't a part of local issues. And now it's running so deep, I heard one candidate tell me why, while knocking on doors, a resident asked him if they liked a certain Joe Blow. Well, the candidate was honest and said yes. The next thing they saw was the door closing and the utterance of, "You'll never get my vote." Hardly makes sense. Back to lawn signs. I've got a confession to make. Because I was interested in what I promised in my own campaign over a decade ago, I reached into my filing cabinet and pulled out those crazy clippings that I saved. Here's the kicker, and why you should hold the newly elected officials' feet to the fire. While running for my ward, I made the campaign promise I was going to get rid of lawn signs. I was actually trying to see if anybody was listening. Were they? Was anybody paying attention, or did they just think I was another politician blowing smoke? You know, I think Fort Bragg has the right idea, or they did the last time I visited. A wonderful, cool coastal town, much like ours. Instead of letting their citizens put up all those signs, the city-owned big vacant lot at the end of the north end of town, where candidates are allowed to put up their political signs. Heck, I know a certain real estate broker who just might like this idea, too. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.